At the Northeast Rehab Center in Concord, physical therapist Sandy Warrens is showing off one of the first things someone applying for a position with the Wayne Brothers Construction Company might have to do.
They'll start from here. So they will go ahead and push the sled 40 feet. Have them stop, and we will actually take their heart rate. And if their heart rate is in a safe range, we actually have them go ahead and pull backwards the same distance.
Construction companies often require fitness tests, but they don't always measure someone's ability to push, pull, and hold certain positions for extended periods of time. Wayne Brothers had a problem with employees passing their fitness tests but not being able to do their job, so the company asked Carolina's Healthcare to design a better test. That's where Warrens and her sled come in. She also monitors an applicant's heart rate and blood pressure.
Initially, someone may come in, and if you ask them, do you have pain, they'll probably say no. But the test may reveal some of those things as far as their pain or if they are unable to lift. So we'll look at their heart rate along with whether they're actually physically able to do the job.
Since they started requiring the exam last October, Wayne Brothers says only 80% of applicants have passed. The company also says the severity of workers' compensation claims filed by employees has gone down. Carolina's healthcare system says other companies are now expressing interest in the exam. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.